Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Sing with me, sing for the year, sing for the land, I'm singing for the tear.
Aerosmith, bring us back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's the number three. We're having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. We're comparing and contrasting the way the Tour de France is put together, the way it's managed, the way it operates, the way it's conducted, the way the teams compete against each other, how they deal with each other, with themselves, with their individual teams, how they put a team together, how the business that they run to, as they compete, they're running a business, they're playing a chess match and running a business all at the same time. It's just an amazing collection of humanity and commerce. Isn't it, Peter?
It truly is. And the team lessons are lessons that we can take to any business, any small business, anywhere in the world, and improve ourselves by doing so.
Right, right. So one of the things I know you talk a lot about is the way the teams work, the way they work together. Sometimes they're competing against each other, but sometimes they actually work together, don't they?
The teams do work together, but just important, the team members who might be competing with each other work together inside the team. One of the most interesting examples of that is one of the EF team riders, in a brilliant, quick thinking, got off his bike, gave it to his team leader so his team leader could save time and stay in the race. And at the same time, out of the same crash, the Katusha team, not so much. So this one junior guy, his first year racing the Tour, made a split-second decision that saved his team leader from being dropped out.
And that's kind of a domestic thing to do, isn't it? He knows he's not going to win. His leader might. And losing a half minute waiting on his own, on another bike is not going to change the team, but it was good for the team.
It was more, yes, absolutely right. And I view it as more as being a gut decision, an instantaneous decision by the rider. Mm-hmm. Didn't think about it. He just did it. And if we have more teams, when we run more teams, where people assume that the good of the team is something you automatically move towards, then that's a different atmosphere, different way of looking at ourselves than before. And then you lead into a second point. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say what you're talking about in the marketplace, in the workplace. What happened there was not only the demonstration of leadership, but it was also something that it's an elusive intangible that we all strive for so hard. It's so hard to get, and that's engagement. To have people so engaged that in a split second, they can see, they can make a decision to subordinate themselves for the greater team, so to speak, the greater organization. That's just I thought that was an incredible example of engagement.
I agree with you. And what it says to me is that the person who was leading the team, the EF team, has treated this team differently than the person who's leading the Katusha team.
Uh-huh.
And the result is, well, what you saw.
Yeah,
Every team has different leaders with different styles.
It's interesting to see that the team managers, folks, are like the business owners, and they've got the sponsors to deal with. They've got their customers to deal with. They've got their team members to deal with. Those guys are like any business, any CEO, aren't they? They've got to manage all that stuff. And as you've observed, some of them prepare their team better than others. That's so typical of the marketplace, isn't it?
It truly is. And whose responsibility is it? It's our responsibility. We get to make this happen in the way that works best for us and our team.
Another thing you talk about a lot, by the way, you said there was a second thing I interrupted you. I want to talk about the engagement thing. Was there a second thing that we missed?
Part of that engagement is teams share a lot. Some of them are not so good at it, but the BMC team, which has got a guy on the front of the Peloton right now, if it's worth, they don't need to be in front of the Peloton, but and their best, their strategy overall is support a general classification rider. But they have a guy in the yellow jersey right now, and they are just, that the GC rider is just saying, go ahead, do what it takes to keep us in the yellow jersey as long as Greg wants to be in the yellow jersey. The team is sharing. And that, again, is a cultural thing. It's a way of the managers raise mm-hmm. the team to a new level to expect sharing. And right now, that team is doing that. It's costing them resources, but they're happy to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I want to talk about, and we can talk about this a little bit more if we need to, is attention to detail. I mean, these people, I mean, they're managing it down to the spoke, aren't they?
They do. And these are teams that look for the absolute best way they can to somehow increase the percentage of power output per stroke of the pedal.
Mm-hmm.
And they plan these details to immensely small degree.
One of my mentors, Peter, as we go to a break, Peter, one of my mentors once told me, we were talking about financial management, he says, if you'll take care of the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. I thought that was pretty cool. Hold on to that thought. Peter Meyer and I will be right back. Meyer Group, MeyerGrp, MeyerGroup.com. That's Peter's website. You can find his books there and all the things that he writes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.